Well, fantastic Friday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Friday morning so we can start our day together in God's Word. Today, we're going to be reading 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 through 25. Here, Timothy is given further advice regarding responsibilities towards believers. Widows are to be cared for, and particular instructions are given concerning who should be treated as a widow. And of course, all this week, God's saving word for us has been encouragement. Take a moment and invest in somebody's life by giving them just a word of encouragement. So, let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 5. Beginning at verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man, but appeal to him as if he were your father. Treat the younger men as your brothers, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters with all purity. Show respect for widows who really are all alone. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, they should learn first to carry out their religious duties towards their own family, and in this way repay their parents and grandparents, because that is what pleases God. A widow who is all alone, with no one to take care of her, has placed her hope in God, and continues to pray and ask Him for His help night and day. But a widow who gives herself to pleasure has already died, even though she lives. Give them these instructions so that no one will find fault with them. But if any do not take care of their relatives, especially the members of their own family, they have denied the faith and are worse than an unbeliever. Do not add any widow to the list of widows unless she's over 60 years of age. In addition, she must have been married only once and have a reputation for good deeds. A woman who brought up her children well, received strangers in her home, performed humble duties for other Christians, helped people in trouble, and devoted herself to doing good. But do not include younger widows in the list, because when their desires make them want to marry, they turn away from Christ, and so become guilty of breaking their earlier promise to Him. They also learn to waste their time in going around from house to house, but even worse, they learn how to be gossips and busybodies, talking of things they should not. So I would prefer that the younger widows get married, have children, take care of their homes, so as to give our enemies no chance to speak evil of us. For some widows have already turned away to follow Satan. But if any Christian woman has widows in her family, she must take care of them and not put the burden on the church, so that it may take care of the widows who are all alone. The elders who do good work as leaders should be considered worthy of receiving double pay, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, "Do not muzzle an ox when you are using it to thresh grain," and workers should be given their pay. Do not listen to an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or more witnesses. Rebuke publicly all those who commit sins so that the rest may be afraid. In the presence of God and Christ Jesus, and of the holy angels, I solemnly call upon you to obey these instructions without showing any prejudice or favor to anyone at anything you do. Be in no hurry to lay hands on people to dedicate them to the Lord's service. Take no part in their sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Do not drink water only, but take a little wine to help with your digestion, since you are sick so often. The sins of some people are plain to see, and their sins go ahead of them to judgment, but the sins of others are only later seen. In the same way, good deeds are plainly seen, and even those that are not so plain cannot be hidden. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 25, where Paul writes, good deeds are plainly seen, and even those that are not so plain cannot be hidden. You know, it's interesting, beloved, that, Paul is encouraging Timothy, especially in this early faith movement, the responsibilities that the church has towards its members. And so the first thing that he addresses is taking care of the widows. Remember that there was no social security. There was no social safety net, so to speak. And so when a lady found herself a widow indeed, where she had no one, no children, grandchildren, no relatives at all to take care of her, she was in danger of literally starving to death. And so it was, had to be the church's responsibility to take care of them, to make sure that they were taken care of. But Paul also writes that just because the church is there to provide this service, it doesn't mean that they need to be taken advantage of. And so if a widow finds herself, in this situation, but she has children and grandchildren who can take care of her, then it is the family's responsibility to take care of them first before they go to the church. And all in all, when all this is done in good order, then every need is taken care of. Isn't God's way such a beautiful way? Let's pray. Loving God, bless the ministers of women and empower them to use their gifts in ways that enhance and grow your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, this brings our week together to an end. Join me Monday morning as we'll be in 1 Timothy chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul concludes the letter with final instructions for Timothy. But before then, let's not forget meeting on Sunday morning in our chapel services. Let's meet there and as we enjoy the preaching of the Word and glorifying God with our hearts and in our songs. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday morning. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.